It's time to talk technical analysis on Money Life, and I'm very pleased to be joined by John Kosar, Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. You can learn more at asburyresearch.com. You can also go to asburyinvest.com to learn more about the firm and everything it does. And they're on Twitter at Asbury Research. But right now, John Kosar is on Money Life. John, great to have you back on the show.
Chuck, nice to be here. Thanks for the invite.
We are living through some really interesting times. And I know from looking at stuff that you have produced that in your case, technical analysis clearly worked. I know because as the market started to get particularly hairy, you said goodbye to the market. You actually pulled out. Everybody keeps talking about these times being unprecedented and unique. But for you, is a chart that you're looking at in a pandemic the same as a chart that would have been happening, you know, maybe 10 years ago in a financial crisis or whatever? And oh, by the way, what are you seeing in those charts now?
No, that's a good way to phrase that. We can't go back 100 years to see how the market acted during a pandemic. It was a different culture. Everything was different. So the thing that stays the same is fear and greed, price movement. So that's the common element in all different types of financial disasters and problems with the market, periods of euphoria. That's the constant, is follow the data, and we're totally data-driven here. So we have a couple of tactical in-house models that went to risk-off on February 24th, and they went back to risk-on in early April, and we're still risk-on. Now, if you ask me if it makes sense to me, no, it doesn't. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We've got tens of millions of people unemployed. I heard one estimate of 25% unemployment next month. Everything's up for grabs in the White House, but we don't get paid for trying to look into a crystal ball and see how the economy is going to turn out. Keynes said, I'm probably going to chop this up a little bit, but basically, you know, the market could stay irrational a lot longer than you can stay solvent, which is why you don't try to watch TV or read a newspaper and determine how you're going to manage your stock portfolio. You're watching assets moving in, assets moving out, what's outperforming, what's underperforming. So that's the calming factor of what we do, especially during periods like this, is all we're doing is what we do every day. You know, we're following the money, and we are trying to move our clients' money, you know, in concert or side by side with how we see money flows.
In terms of what you see happening next, I mean, this has been a market where the technical analysts see good things coming and the fundamental analysts go, at some point, valuations with bad news ahead are going to be such that it'll be tricky. So for you, as you're looking at this, are you on the good things coming side of things, or are you on the this is still going to be a lot trickier because you've got so much economic stuff to weed out?
Well, we're not trying to forecast. We're basically trying to ride the wave. We're trying to surf the wave. You may not understand where the wave came from or how long it's going to last, but we're riding the wave. My gut tells me that, I've watched the news, read the papers. I keep myself very well informed, and that tells me that be careful that things have gotten way out over their skis in terms of the stock market. But that's not going to stop me. Like I said, we've been risk on since the first part of April. And, you know, I've been watching the market clear hurdles, and we've stayed long. We're long today. What am I watching? Well, I'm watching Apple Computer is less than 2% from its all-time high that it made back in January. Microsoft's the same. Microsoft and Apple are the two biggest stocks in terms of market cap, and their linear correlation with the S&P 500 is very tight and stable for 30 or 40 years. I'm watching NDX. This has been a tech-driven rally. NDX is a NASDAQ 100, the large cap names like Microsoft and Apple. That's less than 2% from its all-time high that we made earlier this year. Those highs usually aren't significantly and sustainably broken without some kind of backing and filling first. So I'm really watching those for early signs that we may have some kind of a pullback here, which I think would be logical. But again, sometimes the market isn't logical, and you trying to wait around for it to be logical, you could lose all your money. So we are following the data, but we're watching some of these tech names and tech indexes. That's the next hurdle that the general market has to clear in order to keep going up.
You know, you talk about watching indexes and watching tech names. Is it right now easier to be making hay in individual names, or is it easier to do it with indexes? Because we keep hearing that those names like the Apples and the Microsofts, that they're killing it, but the rest of the indexes are maybe not. So that would suggest that maybe the index ETFs and what have you are harder to read on a technical basis.
I don't agree. The difference is the beta on them. Let's say hypothetically, okay, I think the market's going higher, so I'm going to get on a faster horse. I'm going to get on Apple. And over the past month, I don't know exactly what this says, but let's say over the past month, Apple has outperformed the S&P 500 by 5%. Again, it's just pulling a figure out of my head, you know, for sake of conversation. It's a double-edged sword. When the market invariably goes down, it's not going to go up, you know, until the end of time. When it goes down, now it's underperforming two or three times as fast as, or going down two or three times as fast as the S&P 500 is. So you have to be really careful there. You have to know who your customer is. Our customers tend to be older, wealthier, more savvy. And when you're 30 years old, I have two sons that are just under 30, they can dollar cost average for the next 25 years and be perfectly fine no matter what the market does. If you're 50 or 60 or 70 and you take a 35% hit in the market, the way the market math works, you have to make 70%, you know, just to get even. So our clients can't afford to take those hits. So what we're doing is trying to let them participate in the market but drastically reduce the downside risk.
John, great stuff. I know it's working. That's why not only we talk to you now, but we plan to talk to you again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Chuck. It was good to talk to you.
That's John Kosar, everybody. He is Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. To learn more about the firm and what it does, it's asburyresearch.com and the sister site, asburyinvest.com. On Twitter, at Asbury Research. Okay, up next, it's time for our market call. Trip Miller from Gullen Capital Management will be here, and we'll be talking stocks and value and when is it going to work, if ever again, when we come back right after this message.